This is Dr. Mejia. They came for the patient Emil Vascones, VASCONEZ, medical records 1452 01, then birth 4/7/1951. Referring physician Dr. Mabel Rosa, procedure performed AGD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure February 9, 2022. Indications, history of esophageal stricture, history of dysphagia, GERD, possible diagnosis, impression 1, moderate size, too large, hiatal hernia, number 2, esophagitis, late class C, period, paragraph, Teflon sessions, the compulsion of the duodenum, complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, monitor anesthesia care, period, paragraph, open procedure, aspirin, AGD, template, period, paragraph, findings, otopharynx, pyoderma, period, paragraph, esophagus, there's cavitation, erosions, and ulcerations in the distal esophagus. Now, this is consistent with late class C esophagitis, period, biopsy taken, period, paragraph. There is moderate, large hiatal hernia, measure about 3 to 4 centimeters per paragraph. Stomach appear normal, biopsy taken from antrum body hereditary valori per paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, enter flu measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, we'll restart the patient on protonis, follow milligrams per BID. We would discuss the importance of compliance per paragraph. We would consider an endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of distal esophageal ulcer, given the this has been a difficult ulcer to heal, period, paragraph. Once the ulcer has been healed, we would consider repeating esophageal dilation, period, paragraph, end of dictation.